As you can tell, the focus of our town this month is our local elections and our state and federal general elections. So joining me now is a new candidate on the city council list. She is a write-in candidate. Her name is Margaret Wisniewski. And how are you today?
I'm just fine, George. Thanks for asking.
Tell me a little bit about your background. We haven't met before, so I like to kind of find out a little bit about people.
Right. As many of us, my husband, our dog Sherlock, and I have visited Florence on numerous times, probably over the past 15 years. We decided to make this our permanent forever home, and it was one of the best decisions we've ever made. Absolutely love it here.
Oh, cool. So how long have you been in the community?
About 18 months.
About 18 months now?
Yes, sir.
Now, you missed the deadline or maybe hadn't thought about running until later. What was the reason for coming on at a late date?
I was involved in city council down in Southern California, and when we moved to Florence, I'm an artist as well, so I do that here in town. And I didn't really think I wanted to get involved in the city council again. Started watching the meetings. One of the candidates dropped out. I believe she got married and moved out of town. And that sparked an interest. And then another candidate who was running withdrew from the race for a variety of reasons. And boy, that was like a light switch, compelled me to get involved. And with the last name of Wisniewski, 10 letters long, it probably wasn't a real wise move to throw my hat in as a write-in candidate.
I was going to say the write-in part would be a little bit difficult, but I think if they get it close to being right?
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Obviously, if you've been here for the last 18 months, you've seen a different side to the way city council has been going than, say, the previous 2 years before that. Things are a little contentious now. What do you bring a calming effect with your state of mind when you come to things like consensus and compromise?
I believe I'm fair. I like to think I have a very grounded common sense approach. I think communication is key because you're working with different committees, you're working with your council member, and most importantly, we're working for the citizens. It's not an I program. It's an us program. So I really feel I would bring a grounded approach, for the lack of a better term.
What do you think the essential role is of city council in a city our size?
Oh, that's a tough question. The essential role is we do have some issues I believe we can improve on. I know that our housing.
Affordable housing
is a huge issue. Our police department is doing a fabulous job. Geez, we have a great, great force here in town. I do think we could do better and would like to help improve with retaining our healthcare workers. Certainly could improve on that. Not saying our doctors aren't great. They are. We've had nothing but excellent
care. But we do tend to have turnover because of a small town.
Right, yeah. Right. So I just think there's a lot of issues. But once again, it's a teamwork approach. You know, it's a lot of committees working together. And I think we just really need to listen, figure out what our budget is. I'm fiscally conservative when it comes to budget. My husband can... he'll definitely agree with that.
Okay, so you like to spend only where necessary.
Pretty much, yes, sir.
Well, that's a good philosophy to have. You know, you only have a certain amount of money, has to go so far.
You're right, right. Yeah.
So, joining our community now over the last 18 months, you know, what do you really love about it?
Oh gosh, what the city's done with the streets is fabulous. The pillars they put up. Not actually complete yet, but boy, they're looking fabulous into downtown. Nice job. Bay Street is charming, and it's so nice to see business picked up over the summer months. That was great. I do believe they're working on doing the steps up to the bridge. So I'm anxious to see what that looks like and how that progresses. I do know that the I talked to a gentleman on the C-Deck, and he was saying right now they are trying to attract builders with incentives for our low-income housing people, which I think is just dynamite.
Yeah, it's a matter of finding the right place to put the units and everything.
Exactly.
So is there anything you wanted to touch on that I haven't asked about, something you might want to share with people that might, you know, encourage them to write your name in on the ballot?
I have a vast experience from, I was a Series 7 financial advisor, and really...
Okay, now, hold on a second. Explain that to me, because as a layperson, I don't know necessarily what that means.
Okay.
What is a Series 7 financial advisor?
Series 7 is a securities exam, and you have to take that before you can address anybody's financial situation. IRAs, stocks, bonds, actually traded on the market.
So it's like you're sort of like a certified financial advisor. Then.
Yes, sir.
That's a way to say it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
I did that for a number of years and was a paralegal. Really enjoyed doing research. And one of my fondest career paths is I worked with special ed children. And that to me was very rewarding, extremely challenging. But and I think taking all those skill sets, I'm proud to say I'm a generalist. I'm like a bulldog. When I put my mind to something, I bite on and don't let go. I think I'd be a great candidate.
Well, I think that a varied experiential background.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Yeah, really. I think that lends well to a city councilor position. So I guess, you know, the more someone has to bring to it, the more they can offer when they're on city council. So good luck to you.
I
hope you have much success, and we'll see how it all turns out.
Well, I'm going to give it 110%.
All right. Margaret Wisniewski, thank you so much.
Thank you, George. Appreciate your time.